That's what the little sweatshirt says. Wow. 1983 graduate. I am Barbara Lang.
Chuck Herschel.
Trudy Vickery.
I'm Walt Sally. I'm the Township Legal Counsel.
I'm Harold Grimm, Township Administrator.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
All right.
This is you.
All right. Just going through the agenda. You know, did Dawn Abel have any updates on the residential TIF, or is she still...
It was sent to the attorney, and they have not gotten back to us yet.
And then, Harold, you mentioned your report about park improvements with the Bureau of Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then you also have in your report about the building upgrades.
I don't know that he actually has anything in his report about either of those
there's
things.
There's new information.
There's just a title that says park improvements at buildings.
It's not much.
Can I offer one thing on that? With Bueller Group, if you set up meetings, I would like for the park
some
or whatever, I'd like to attend.
We just kind
of
go
just give me a heads up ahead of time when they're going to be.
We're all meeting and discussing
like
township business, so
okay.
It is open to the public, but we're not taking any formal action.
Okay.
And we're signing sign checks and pay the bills and
sign your life away.
Yeah.
As long as Gavin keeps us under control, we're good.
And then I did see in Eric's report his recommendations for the, and we can talk about this further out there, for the 20A overlay. As far as what he did, as far as I actually, in my reading that, I kind of like it. I know I won't say we're, if we're ready to forward that downtown to the planning commission.
I think he has a resolution ready to for you to pass this evening to do that.
Okay.
Do you want to study it more, or do you feel comfortable?
Well, no, I didn't know
it?
If there was any additions, tweaks, that
like
we
that.
Each of us had any other ideas of ways to enhance the overlay.
I like to have a little bit more time on this since we, I know we had it, but there's a lot of verbiage in here. I don't know if anybody else is ready to vote on it, but I would like to review it a little bit closer.
Yeah, but it's, we get it final.
Oh.
So it goes downtown, they review it and say, hey, you might think about adding this,
oh,
and
so
this.
So it's not final.
And then it goes to our zoning commission and it says this, and this.
Okay.
And then it comes to us and we can still say this, and this.
Okay.
Just like on a, would that be considered conditional zoning?
We're initiating this process versus having a developer initiate the process.
Yeah, I think the idea behind this is to get ahead of...
To start it.
Yeah.
They get it going. Gas stations are coming in. Other things are coming in. Makes sense. I didn't know once we sent this down, then it has to go through three more other sets of eyes. The county, the zoning, then it will all come back to us eventually.
Yeah.
I'm fine then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's strong enough, but it's a start, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of these, you know, especially with the lighting and things, I know Anderson's was proactive, but we had a number of residents concerned, and there's really not that much residential over there off of 28, but since it goes all the way out, I think this is a good start.
Just a question on that process, just because you said...
It's did not, I get it wrong?
No.
Okay.
You said it's not strong enough. So can you add things to it that don't go down there? Okay.
Go
just making sure. So you could send down there like one thing
we
and
do
then,
it
add,
all the time.
Then add 10 when it gets back to us. So you circumvent the system of them giving input.
Okay.
That's why
I
was...
Oh, I see what you mean. So
we're the final decision maker.
But...
I get it, but if you say, I don't think this is strong enough, it should have been this, but then those other people don't even get a chance. I'm just saying, making sure you can add to it without going through that process. That's
so does that mean if we add to it, does it have to go back in front of Lucas County and come back again?
Never has.
No, because it's not really a zoning change, it's just an overlay, yeah.
Okay.
That's a zoning change.
Uh-huh. It's a change to our zoning resolution.
Okay,
but
so
any zoning change that comes in front of us goes through that same process, and we're allowed to do additions to all of it.
So my question is, if we do additions, once it comes back to us...
No, it does not have to go through it again.
It doesn't have to revert back to more approval back at Lucas County and come through the zoning again.
They're not really giving us
approval.
Permission to do it. They're
advising,
looking at it and advising. Yeah. And they may suggest things.
We're hoping they do.
And we're hoping then, too, maybe the zoning...
Says
this might be better in here, or more sidewalks, or bigger sidewalks.
So if you look at the church and the building they had in back, the zoning commission said, let's put full cement sidewalks in it. And then it came in front of us, and we said, yeah, we need sidewalks, but they don't have to be cement. Same process.
Okay.
And it didn't have to start all over again, because we are final. That's why it's really important when you get to us.
Right. We just didn't want to make sure it's going to take another 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, 4 to start back all again right. And come back to us. Okay.
All right.
You can try to correct me when I'm wrong, Walt, but,
And then
it's
Dawn.
It's been a long time, and I'm usually.
Dawn had two motions for a public hearing on additions to the airport JED. One is that little office building, this rezoning we had on Strayer Road. The other one was one that we approved in the past, but for whatever reason, Swanton did not take action on that.
So it needed to be approved again?
I have a resolution to... No, this is to amend the JEDD.
That's what it is, the airport one.
Yeah, this is...
This one?
Oh, this is the airport.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Public hearing?
So is that she's got a resolution to set a public hearing on this amendment.
In addition to the airport JED?
Yes.
Right.
And you think there are two parcels in it, Chuck?
Well, one is that one... The commercial building on the east side of Strayer, across from Heritage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I think the one was out on Eber, maybe. Dawn said that Swanton did not take action on it.
Okay.
I don't know if Toledo did or not. We may need to follow up with Paul Searing down at the City of Toledo to make sure we can get this on Toledo City Council's agenda as well.
Okay.
Because they usually... Takes.
And this is the package where we say all the materials are available for 30 days at the township offices.
Okay.
That's it. So I just wanted to leave that.
All right.
And then, you set the set a public hearing, and then she'll finish this resolution.
So, does somebody have the resolution? Because it's not in the packet. So we can make the motion? You have it. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll make the motion. Okay?
You can't keep that.
There's a motion that Dawn put in there.
Is it?
It doesn't specify the property. On page 15, it just says, move to establish a publishing hearing for November 6th, 5:30. Receive testimony regarding amending Toledo Airport Joint Economic Development District contract for the purpose of adding territory.
Okay, then I don't need this.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I was looking right at that when I said there wasn't a motion, so.
We're being recorded, too.
So I just need, the resolution number.
Yeah, I was
going
to say there's no number.
But we're just establishing a public hearing.
Correct. Swanton will need to do the same, and then so will the City of Toledo.
Right.
So,
well, that's what this resolution is.
All right, let's look at this.
So what's the resolution number?
Do you have a number?
It would be today.
It's going to be 10-1002-2023. And
dash
it's
01.
Going to be dash 2 because Eric has one.
Okay. So it's not that. That is not the motion that's being made. The motion is to make a resolution of intent not to establish a public hearing, or are there more than one motion? Is there more than one motion?
No, it's a resolution of intent to amend and establish a public hearing.
Okay, so
okay.
I got it.
So we need to amend and set public.
What time will it be?
5:30 on November 6th.
All right.
Did you want to, did we pass over that JEDD one appointment? Did you see what Barbara and I did? That we didn't have somebody for the JEDD, but we made a motion. You read the minutes, right? We made a motion to put on Paul.
Yeah, for Paul.
Yeah, and the zoning, that we were going to come back for the JEDD. Was that right, Barbara?
Is it on the agenda? I don't know if it's
on
the agenda.
Well, it says JEDD appointment in E. We kind of went over that.
Yep, that needs to be made. I don't have a suggestion today.
So do we want to push it out? See if anybody else has applied since we mentioned it in the meeting last time?
Does Kathleen have those, or
They're in the Dropbox.
Okay.
I'm sure no one else has applied. It usually takes.
Who's it at?
It takes people, you know, motivating people.
Closing documents. Where are we? Which file?
So
is
we
that
have
in?
It's under public officials application. We have Barnes, Bauman, Deschamps, Rinto, and Thrush. Some of these are super old. So Bauman is the most recent. It says BZA, Zoning Commission. There's nobody in here that
or
says.
JEDD.
Yeah. Unless I don't have this opened wide enough. You know, I got
to
try.
Do
to
we
use
want
paper.
To have Kathleen reach out to these if they're interested?
Probably.
In the, well, these are all BZA and Zoning Commission, right? None of them are. Which Deschamp?
I'm looking.
So there's probably no reason to put it on the sign out front. If you're interested, go to the township website. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it more public.
You know somebody already, and you should talk to them about it. That's how it kind of works.
Because I think this expires end of this month, October.
I'm thinking maybe there's a little check
with Kathleen
real quick.
So Deschamps says not sure any of them or maybe C. So he's a resident for the last 3 years. He's somebody we would need to talk to. He doesn't list any of us as a reference, so we don't, unless you all know him.
So mostly if you know somebody word of mouth would make a good
right
addition to that board.
But I'm happy to have him come in. Or I'm sorry, it's a she, Jean Marie Deschamps.
Oh, we
on
had
Salisbury
discussed her
Road.
Before.
Hmm.
We had her resume out before when we were looking at different people.
And just, I guess, just generally, what's your thoughts on Jacob Barnes? I mean, I appreciate him, you know, wanting to sit on a board here, but, you know, with, I don't want to bring a Springfield perspective into.
Well, on the JEDD, do we have something with Springfield? We don't, do we? It's White House, us, Mommy.
Yeah, I mean,
us,
yeah, he applied for Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission. Yeah.
No, he's an employee of Springfield
right.
Township. I think that's too big of a conflict.
That's, I guess, what I'm
right.
So we could say thank you. We should probably take some of these people off. You know, the Thrush 2016. Either she reapplies or we take her off, right?
Definitely.
So
who even knows if they're still in the area?
Right.
So why don't we, everybody, reach out a couple, maybe a couple people that you know that would be a good business fit?
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't have anybody.
Right. What about Ryan Bauman? He wants BZA, but he might be a really nice fit for this JED board.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman, yeah.
He's lived here forever. We all know him.
Yeah.
So I'm fine if we bring that up and ask in the meeting.
Yeah, I guess my thought, I don't have a problem with that either. Let's just reach out to him or let him serve, and we can make that at the next meeting. Or make it...
Yeah, ask to reach out to Ryan and see if he'd be interested in serving.
Or we could make it conditional upon...
His acceptance. Yeah.
Why don't we do that tonight? We'll make it...
Yeah, you could call him now. That's fine. If you have the ability to call him now.
All right.
And he's going to want to know what involves, how many meetings.
When does that board meet, Harold? You know?
It says on this application. It says on the application, and it doesn't meet all that often.
They schedule once a month, but they meet as needed.
Right.
So,
but let's see. This is the... Which one is this? Is this White House?
I thought they only met quarterly.
No.
No? Monthly? Where's our schedule?
JED 1 and Airport generally meet 4 times a year, and it didn't say when.
Okay. All right. You want to... Well, before we call them, can we get what date of the month do they meet and the time?
Yeah. I think it might be random.
The other thing, who sits on it now?
Yeah. Our appointees are Rick Miller... Dr. Rick Miller from, I'm trying to think of the development's name, with the tall trees over there, it's going to come to me, sorry, and Victoria Valle, and I don't know if we have a third, that must be the person leaving.
So we have 4 or 5 different
people. And this is with White House, us?
It should be in the Dropbox too, which each board has.
And one of the person's 4-year term is expiring. So we have a limit of 2 4-year terms, so they can't be reappointed. So we've taken applications to see for other people that are... It's a Joint Economic Development District. JEDD.
They're scheduled the third Wednesday of the month, but Kathleen says... They generally only meet 3 times a year.
Okay.
So, depends on what.
Harold, we'd like the boards in here, in the Dropbox.
Okay.
The boards and our Monclova, all representatives would be great, but designation for the Monclova boards.
Okay.
It'd help us recruit and retain.
So again, that's with White House.
I don't know which one it is, White House or the Airport.
I think this is the White House.
JED 1, yes.
JED 1,
that's
yeah.
White House.
JED 1, White House. Which might be better than, is it JED 2? Is the other one labeled?
It's called Airport.
Oh, is it? Okay.
The Airport JED is a different, yeah, there's JED 1.
And
which
we don't
is,
really have anybody, it's set up differently somehow.
Which one?
The airport.
Yeah. Because we only appoint, there's a city representative, there's a township employee representing both townships. There's a business, an employer, and an at-large. So.
That is definitely different.
Yeah.
And I'll say reach out to Harold if he's interested for more information.
Sure. Right.
Do you want me to send this before the meeting to see if he would answer?
Mm-hmm. Tell him we're appointing him tonight.
Who to what?
We're talking about Ryan Ballman to the JED 1.
Board. If you have somebody that'd like to...
We're open for suggestions.
All right. Insurance premium, is that health insurance or in your report given or?
No, that's a property.
Ohio plans property right there.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I increased coverage on things this year just because things went up. So if I take actual premium increase, based on value, premium increase of about 5% this year. Mm-hmm. And then I went and I compared how much did my home insurance increase and my other business. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a 5%, especially on my business right now. So I knew you'd be interested because you were concerned that they would jack us up, but they did not jack us up.
So we went to full value coverage. In other words, if the fire truck or something gets totaled for $800,000, it's an $800,000 actual coverage.
Yes. So.
Not any depreciation or anything like that.
Yep. So.
Good plan.
All right. Harold, just get into your report a little bit. Are you comfortable with the plan that Doug presented and both of you are on the same page?
For the staffing?
Correct.
Yes, I am.
On that committee, is it going to be you, me, and Doug?
No.
On interviewing?
Absolutely no way. Are we making that same mistake twice?
We didn't make a mistake.
But we can make that decision out there.
Okay. We didn't make a mistake.
I'm going to say the same thing I said about the parks and the building. I don't think that was a business plan at all. That's just somebody hoping for more employees, and we have this strategy planned for later. Is that the right employee to be hiring right now? I don't think there's any business plan around there. There's just like, if I had to pull business out of there, it would be like, maybe we could reduce overtime. We have people with lots of years of service. Like, there, I didn't see a business plan, so.
Well, the thing that I pulled out of is we have 21 weeks of the year where we have a person on vacation, so.
Because we have so many people with.
Three, 4, 5 years experience. So we have with the existing.
Weeks of vacation.
Yeah. So half the year, we're down a body just for vacation. We did not hire a temp last 2 years.
They don't work.
Yeah.
Well, what you have to look at is, I mean, that's always been the case. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's brand new.
This has been going on since 2008, and now it's an emergency.
We've been talking about this since I've been sitting on this board.
So you evaluate, what's our level of service? How much can our guys produce? can we get the work done or not? And, that's what the decision has to be made off of, not just we think we need another guy. And I'm not doubting it, and I've said that, but like when I'm adding a full-time employee, like I have a business case. This is how many hours, this is how much production, this is what needs to be done. And at the same time, we have a proposal for $40,000 of an unbudgeted item.
Well, that was my next question, because
I just think it's ridiculous that they're both on there at the same time. Yeah. Like it makes me question. Anytime there's a large expense, it makes me question something else. Like, those two just, they're irreconcilable together. Mm-hmm. So maybe if it's an either or, we're so far behind, we need this or something. But I'm just saying, from a business standpoint, that's not how I make business decisions. And like I said, I'm not saying it's not needed. That's just how I make decisions differently, because it's real dollars and it's my pocket.
But I make decisions because it takes somebody 6 to 12 months or even longer, depending on your job description, to get that person up to speed to be able to do what you need them to do. So in my situation, if anybody came to follow me at my office, it would take somebody 12 months of sitting next to me to bring anybody up to speed
on
what
they
need.
Your job is a little different than the maintenance job on how long it takes to get up to speed.
I'd really prefer to discuss this out there.
And I don't know what the exact numbers are. I could go back and look, but I want to say when I, my first year as a trustee, I think we had 50 miles of roads, and I'm maybe off by a couple, but now we're up over 63. So we have 12 more miles, or basically almost 25% more roads mileage since 2008. Our tree volume, our trees are maturing. We have more trees to pick up. We have added...
So you're making the business plan up? Okay. I'm happy to hear you out there.
I'm not making it up. These are facts.
I didn't mean faking it. I meant instead of having it come from staff, you're telling me what the business plan is. And that's great. I'd love to hear it.
Well, Doug did present why he was looking at an additional. You still want a supervisor? Well, maybe let's move Doug up into a supervisor position. I think maybe a lot of those things in your email, maybe he could do, and we could bring in a supervisor to supervise the guys.
Now, those are decisions that are well thought out that I thought we were going to go through a process of in saying, you know, what is our best staffing model? I mean, this is just to hire another guy.
Yes.
But then on top of that, if you say, we actually need a supervisor position.
Well,
so then
Mark's
how
been mentioning that?
That
and presenting it now for a year and, let me think, a year and almost a year. But, again, when you're talking those supervisor positions, you're talking $70,000, $75,000. You're not going to get somebody in for the price you're looking at for a supervisor position on communicating with the county, doing other things like this. So you're not going to – I'm waiting for then the club to see how much they're paying for their road supervisors and their maintenance supervisors and the wage comparisons.
Yeah, we got three in today. Two in, because we did our own.
Like I said, I'm not saying we don't need another person. I'm just saying the process that we went about it to try and say, what does our org chart look like? Mm-hmm. And that is one thing of, do we need more of a supervisory role and then a worker role, and how does that work? When you just go hire another worker role, now you're handcuffing what you might want to do in the next 3 months. That's all I'm saying.
Are any of the guys allowed vacation in the winter, Harold?
Sure.
Now, in November, December, January, they are on notice that it's probably not wise to schedule an extended vacation. You know, we've got a guy that for a long time said he'd like to take a week and go to Daytona for the start of the NASCAR season.
Mm-hmm.
But he buys plane tickets, he makes hotel reservations. We would get a blizzard just before he goes. We have the right to say, sorry, you can't go.
Have we ever called anybody back from a vacation for
they don't
snow?
They don't take.
What are we talking about if we're down a snowplow? The roads are not plowed that day, or they're not plowed at that hour, or...
Right.
I mean, what are you really talking about, Harold?
Well, you
make people not take a vacation on the
In the CBA, they can only work how many hours straight?
There's nothing in there that...
If they do a shift and they're off, they have to be off, I thought, during like a snow event. They can't work like 48 hours all weekend.
They're not going to run 24
hours. There isn't anything in the contract about that.
Okay.
So
is there anything in our policy with that?
What we have always done is you get tired, we don't want you behind the wheel of the truck, so you park the truck and go home.
Yeah, but what you're saying then is if somebody wants to plan 6 months out and says, I want to take my grandkids to Disney on these days, you're really saying you shouldn't do it or you couldn't do it.
Now, we have the right to call if you ask.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I'm looking at me and I plan a Mexico vacation and my niece is getting married in Mexico and it's a destination wedding and it's in February, I've got $5,000 invested and I can't go.
So we have a union contract that's negotiated between both sides. If it was a priority on their side, they would say, we got to figure out how we can do this different. And they can listen and figure out how to negotiate different, but that's what's been agreed to. So,
is that in the union contract?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's something that they are agreeing to. And then it's like you're negotiating against yourself if you're going to give them that, adhere to that in a contract and then say, but we're going to have leniency. You're not going to get it. Those are things you negotiate. So you say, oh, you want that, then we get this. I mean, that's how you negotiate. But if you just want to say, hey, go ahead and do it, then you're going against ourselves. So... making accommodations not in a contract is not how I see union contract negotiations going. In adding people for the sake of adding people without the real information and the real thoughts of how the township is going to be run is just not how I run my businesses. And doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. I'm conservative. Adding an FTE is a big deal.
It's forever.
And understanding how you want it, if you want the supervisory role, which, you know, those are the things I thought we were talking about. And again, I'm not saying we don't need the guy. I'm just saying it's just the process is not the best process.
So bring up another question, because you were looking also for somebody.
Mm-hmm. And zoning probably needs somebody. If you want to talk about housing and how many more roads we have, we're pulling more permits, we're doing all that stuff. The whole system needs review. It's not just one department.
I said
we just hired 9 full-time people because we made a change in our fire department.
Is there 9? I thought we were down.
Well, we hired
them. We hired them.
25% quit. But the reason
again,
why
I think we should be doing this out there. So.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But the reason why I haven't moved forward on my person, I said I want to see what the plan is because I don't need a 40-hour-a-week person. So what's the rest of the plan, and how does my person, you know, the hours that I need fit into everything?
So
if I wanted to go hire my own person, I'd go do it right now, regardless of the plan. But that's just not how I'm doing it. That's all I'm saying. There's a bigger picture. And if there is an absolute critical need, then I understand. But if there's not an absolute, like, emergency critical need, then I'm just saying I don't understand the process. That's all I'm saying. I won't beat it anymore. But.
Well, Chuck asked for the recommendations, and they did come back.
Well, and we could talk it further out there, but as far as, like, you know, the supervisory role, and Harold, I'll, you know, defer to you on some of this. So, you know, in the conversations I've had with you and Doug, I mean, Doug is still, I mean, he's been a job, what, 7 months, 8 months? You know, still learning, but do you see the potentially him taking some things off of your plate should he have, quote-unquote, free time? He's not, you know, backing up the crews out there.
You're kind of putting me on the spot.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, not trying to put you on the spot. We're just talking bigger picture here in developing an employee into more of a supervisory capacity to do addition to other things and just be a supervisor and drive a truck and suck up leaves.
So I feel bad.
I asked Harold.
But he responded with...
It's not a...
I asked for
point.
His opinion. I didn't ask for...
Well, and in all fairness, when he was hired, he wasn't hired with that in mind.
Okay.
So I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
I think if we went that route, we would need to advertise that job. And Doug should surely apply for it. And when I said earlier, I don't want to make that mistake again, Trudy. Mistake might be not the right word, so let me take that word back. I think having one of us associated with a department for more than 6 months in this liaison role and one of us interviewing candidates puts us in a position where that department feels like... you can solve problems for them, and that's not the way I don't think you intended for it to be to begin with.
Well, let me back up. Okay, I have uncovered some stuff by being involved with the maintenance department that Chuck has discovered some stuff, I'm thinking, by being involved with the fire department. I don't know what you have discovered in your administrator role, but you can let me know if there's anything you think everything is running smooth and dandy, please. Give a report. I'll be more than happy to give a report concerning maintenance, what's been done, what's moving along. The cemetery thing is, again, is
you do a
good.
Great job with it. I think shifting those roles makes sense so you can sit in the meeting after the meeting and see that there is...
But I feel my expertise is in the maintenance department because of my background, what I do, what I manage, what I have. Okay, my expertise is not in the fire department, but I'm very good at maintenance and running businesses and rental properties and knowing fixes and things like this. So,
okay.
You know, you want to sit in the fire department?
Sure. I'm willing to change it up. Absolutely. That's how it was started.
I enjoy
it. I'm not sure it's a really good program to begin with, but without switching it, it becomes...
I've met with the fire department 3 times this year.
But they liked you
just
from
it's just
being
staff
there.
Meetings, just having a conversation, hearing things directly from a trustee rather than through Harold, through the chiefs.
Yep.
And that's something I agree with, you know, first year or switch that, you know, if we want to continue moving forward with that. I think it helps increase communication between the employees and us because we don't, you know, they may not.
Right now it's only one of you that it increases communication with, the one that's the liaison.
Well, and bringing that information back here. Like I said, I haven't met with the fire department in 3 months, so there's been no information to share.
Well, that's also because they're under union negotiations, and you really...
I haven't met with the fire department in 3 months, so I haven't had any information to share. I haven't had any conversations with Matt or Scott outside of this. So.
Well, we can discuss it out there, but again, what I see for the past 2 years, Barbara, you don't want to put on any employees. So for you to say you want to see a plan and things like this, if you have your way... Nobody's going to get hired. Nobody's going to come in. Everybody, I don't know how you can do contracted help. A lot of times, unless the union approves what is going on, because you said, well, have somebody come and dig cemeteries. Graves, let somebody do and come and do this. Well, tell the union you're going to have somebody else, a contractor, come and dig their cemetery graves. So it's with you, we've had discussions before, you wouldn't put anybody on.
Harold, going back to
out there.
Your report and the tree trimming, I, having drive through Waterside on a regular basis, picking up and dropping off a mound, I do see the trees, you know, do need trimming in there. I know, and that's only on one side of it. But if we decide to move forward tonight, bringing on an additional person, I understand Doug's concern about wanting to get caught up, you know.
Well, Doug is going to be here tonight, so he's prepared to discuss all of that.
Okay.
During the meeting, if.
But I, you know, I guess you, mm-hmm. if we do decide to bring another person on board, will that person help us get caught up, or will help us maintain? I'm
that's,
just asking
that's,
your opinion.
That's probably a good Doug question.
Okay. Okay.
We do have one individual who is on a medical leave right now, and he has talked about retiring, but he has not made a decision yet. I did have a conversation with him, encouraged him. I said, have you talked to OPERS? Have you talked to Social Security? No. I said, before you make a decision on whether or not you're going to retire, you probably need to know where you're...
Right.
You know, I don't want to see a guy retire and then find out he can't afford to live on what he's got coming
right.
in. So I encouraged him to do some research, and I hope he has. I, you know, in one hand, it's really none of my business, but I just encouraged him to do some homework before he made a decision.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's going to do.
All right. And then just also going through your report on this truck, if we do take action on that tonight, we can anticipate delivery at least to...
It's sitting on the lot. It's ready to go.
If we
approve the truck tonight, all we need Gavin to do is give us a PO number tomorrow, and they'll ship the truck over to Kaleida to start getting the hydraulics and the bed on it.
I guess that's my question. So if we do... Best case scenario, when could we anticipate it being put into service?
Within a month.
Okay.
Within a month.
I think it's a good idea with the strike that's going on. I think everything's going to become very short again on trying to find vehicles and chassis and supplies. I'm according to how long this...
Not short again, short still.
Short still. Okay, you're right. Not short again, but so
yeah.
Just like the ambulance, I think it's something here that we definitely need to move on. Why it's there... in the budget.
Yeah, this is
falls within what we allotted for
this
it.
Is
a little higher.
It's just a little bit higher than what we ordered earlier this year. I think in April, whatever it was, when we ordered a vehicle. Mm-hmm.
And that one's not coming.
No, it's not.
That one's not coming. So this is really the only, a very good option right now to pick up on.
Oh, absolutely. It is.
Yeah, we approved 84.4 back in March, and this is what, 88.5?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more, but.
If we get it in a month, yeah.
And it could be quicker than that. I don't know how long Kaleida is going to take to.
By the end of the year, we'd be safe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And again, this isn't really a truck that's used a whole lot for snow plowing. It would be used for the parking lots, stuff like that. This is primarily our cemetery truck, but it's replacing a truck that's 15 years old. So we need to do this while we have the opportunity.
Okay. And the last thing regarding the strategic planning, so the date we had on hold, we'll scratch that, but does this Becky Nesmith, does she have like a template, you know, that we can start to put some of her suggestions down and then maybe get this on the calendar for Q1 next year?
I believe that she does. She said she was going to talk to her boss and do some strategizing. And it was her suggestion that we hold off until the first of the year because she said you're going to get right into the holidays and it's going to make it difficult to schedule meetings and let's just first of the year jump into it and then you can...
Okay.
She said the process is going to take 3 months.
And we can, yeah. So if we're all in agreement on that, shoot to sometime Q1 next year and follow, you know, as far as some of the sort of things that she's suggesting in here. SMART goals as far as priorities and suggestions from
her. It sounded kind of interesting, the survey that they like to start the process work with, and that would be a survey of, could be businesses in the township, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So she was going to get back to me with more information on that.
All right.
It sounded like a great option.
No, I...
It sounds...
You know, the OT is a resource,
right,
and I think we need
Ohio
to utilize
Ohio Extension
that.
Office. I'm at the Leadership Academy right now doing Leadership Academy 2.0. And Jefferson Township, I sent you the strategy. This is their second strategy. They just updated it, and it's a really clear vision for their township from, you know, 40,000 feet, and those SMART goals then will help us evaluate
okay.
how much staff are needed.
Talking to her for 45 minutes, I even got excited about it.
Yeah, it's a great process.
It really does sound exciting.
You said you do not need executive session? Consent decree.
The only thing there is this consent decree, and Dawn did highlight some, I think they're negotiating on the number of units.
Thank you.
I believe she did CSI.
Okay.
Tom, we will have a brief executive session then.
Okay. And then if we come to terms on this, then we can set a public hearing
okay.
on it as well. Probably all of them.
This would be a public or executive session to discuss pending litigation, right?
Right.
Junior or senior?
Sophomore.
Oh.
I don't know, this was as good as it gets. You surely could get signatures now.